The Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order yesterday closing the Chilkoot watershed near Haines to sockeye sport fishing because of low escapements. The Chilkoot sockeye run was forecasted to be low this year, but with just over 4,000 sockeye through the Chilkoot River Weir as of July 14th, the run is turning out to be lower than expected. It is not expected to reach the lower end of the escapement goal of 38,000 fish. Brian Elliott is assistant area biologist for Haines and Skagway.
If all things are equal, if we're tracking average run timing, it's going to end up around 22,000 in the drainage. So that's falling significantly short.
Last year was the largest run of returning sockeye to Chilkoot River and Lake since the weir counts began in 1976. Even so, it's no surprise the run is low this year, Elliott said. This year's parent run in 2008 was also below escapement goals. So far, this is the fifth lowest run on record. It's not the first time an emergency order has gone into place for Chilkoot, Elliott says, and there is still a possibility the order could be lifted if a swell of sockeye eventually arrive.
You know, that's kind of a last resort for us when we feel like we need every fish on the spawning grounds we can get. We'll go ahead and put these measures into place with the expectation that if the counts do improve and it looks like we are going to make the escapement goal, then we will rescind our restrictions in place.
The commercial drift gillnet fleet is also facing restrictions on the Chilkoot side. Commercial fish biologist Randy Bachman said the fishery is in conservation management mode right now with gear restrictions and a limited area open. Bachman said the subsistence effort is light in the Chilkoot area because of the low escapements. Instead, Fish and Game is encouraging subsistence users to fish the Chilkat side, where sockeye returns are already strong. Elliott said the projection for Chilkat Lake is well within the goal range of 70 to 150,000 fish.
Looking good, yeah. It's above average in the fish wheels and at the Chilkat Lake Weir. So it's kind of the opposite of last year when we had a robust Chilkoot run and Chilkat was below average.
But the Chilkoot side is popular for sockeye sport fishing, especially among visitors and Canadian fishermen. Elliott says the emergency order does not mean sport fishermen have to quit having fun. They just can't keep any sockeye they catch.
We want them to go out there and have a good time sport fishing. We need the sockeye on the spawning grounds and not in their coolers.
The restriction remains in effect through October 15th, or until the department projects the escapement goal will be met.